When walking down Park Avenue, you can't help but stop to appreciate the striking 38-story structure set back at 375 Park Avenue, also known as the Seagram Building. At first impression, it likely comes as no surprise that upon completion in 1958, the Seagram Building's $41 million construction costs made it the world's most expensive skyscraper at that time, due to the use of costly, high-quality materials, including bronze, travertine, and marble, as well as lavish interior decoration. During the late 19th century, the site of the Seagram Building had contained a Steinway & Sons piano factory and brick or brownstone tenements. As you may hear in some of our other stops, during the late 19th century, the Park Avenue Railroad line ran into an open cut in the middle of Park Avenue. The line was covered with the construction of Grand Central Terminal in the early 20th century, spurring development in the surrounding area Terminal City. The adjacent stretch of Park Avenue became a wealthy neighborhood with upscale apartments, including the Montana Apartments on the site of the piano factory. When the Seagram site was assembled in the early 1950s, it contained the Montana Apartments and four smaller row houses and apartment buildings. The 38-story Manhattan office skyscraper was designed by Ludwig Mies van der Rohe in association with Philip Johnson and is the most refined version of the modern glass tower. The building was designed in the international style and was built to serve as the headquarters of Canadian distiller Seagram's. Seagram's ginger ale, anyone? Seagram no longer occupies the building, but the name has stuck. It faces Park Avenue across a broad plaza of pink Vermont granite, bordered on either side by reflecting pools and ledges of antique marble. The tower itself is a steel frame structure wrapped in curtain wall of pink, gray glass and bronze. The walls and elevator banks are lined with travertine. The Seagram Building is just one of 117 landmarks in New York City and the only interior landmark space. You may also recall this glamorous backdrop in the setting of many iconic New York City movies, including Breakfast at Tiffany's. Similar to Lever House across the avenue, the Seagram Building is also owned by real estate mogul Abby Rosen. Another commonality to neighboring Lever House is that the landmark building is home to several well-known New York City restaurants. The Lobster Club, which focuses on Japanese seafood cuisine, represents the revamping of the legendary Four Seasons restaurant, which previously occupied the space. Japanese whiskey aficionados should head to the bar as it pours over 30 labels. The building also boasts major food groups' dining concepts, including the grill and the pool. Any Real Housewives of New York City fans should know the pool is where Bethany Frankel's iconic wedding was held in 2010.